Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great problem in this great nation. The problem is male loneliness. How do we know? Well, we know because the Surgeon General of the United States, among many other experts, has pointed out that this is a public health crisis. Does it strike men more than women? Yes. Why? There's an expert on this issue. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad. He himself has been a stay-at-home dad since 2008. He's also a humor writer trained through the famous Second City training ground. Whether writing social satire or parenting essays, he's always able to find your funny bone, says the material about Shannon Carpenter, who joins us. He's written an article that has caused a tremendous stir. It's called The Male Loneliness Epidemic and How It Affects Fathers. First of all, Shannon, why should men have a bigger problem with loneliness than women?
Well, first, thanks for having me. I very much appreciate it. And, you know, I don't know why we should have a bigger problem or if it is a bigger problem. I think the thing to keep in mind is it is a problem that affects men. You know, and I try very hard to recognize that men and women, both of us, have issues, and we don't need to compete against each other. With that said, I think what's going on with men and fathers in today's world, we've become disconnected. I think the institutions that kept us tied together from the past aren't as strong as they used to be, or not as relevant, to be more concise with it. And what we have to do as men, we have to break the isolation that we find ourselves in. And that's been hard. That's been where we're not making the progress that we need to make.
You actually dramatized this in your column in a very effective way. You talked about when you were a new stay-at-home dad 15 years ago, and you took your kids to the playground. And what happened?
Mm-hmm. So it was the mall playground. And, you know, at first I wasn't sure if what happened really happened. So I was at the playground with my kids, and one was a toddler, one was a newborn. And I was sitting on the ground, and my hand or my arm was over a bench. And I was just reading a book, and I had a mom's group come over and sit on my arm. They didn't realize I was there, and they didn't move for a good 15 seconds enough. They got very uncomfortable because I didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to say. And so eventually I said, excuse me, you know, and I was very polite, and I made a joke and tried to laugh it off and didn't really get the response I was hoping for. And I felt kind of like I was invading their space when I certainly wasn't. And I felt guilty for it for some reason. And that's kind of, it drives home the point originally, I think, with fathers, a lot of times within the parenting world, we seem invisible. We feel invisible. You know, there is this, the popular adage of it is the buffling, you know, buffoon father that can't do things and the wife has to come save him. And that hasn't been my experience. And I think that message gets out there, and that's the way we're treated. And I often tell people, you treat fathers like idiots, you get idiot fathers. So, yeah, that's how it came across in the book and on this article that I wrote.
Your book, The Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad, it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Mm-hmm. Subtitle is Your Essential Manual for Being an Awesome Full-Time Father. What's the most important priority in coping with the loneliness epidemic while you're busy being an awesome full-time father?
So no matter if you're a full-time father or a father, really the number one priority besides caring for the kids, you're raising kids. That's the job. No matter what else you're doing, whether it's paid labor or unpaid labor, you know, your job is to pay or raise those kids. when it comes to the loneliness factor, the things that the men struggle with are finding those connections and finding friends. It's by far the biggest question that I get asked is, how do you find friends? How do you find those connections? And it's something that I went through myself 15 years ago. I came home one day and it just wasn't working for me, and my wife was home and I was talking to her and she's like, honey, you need to find friends. And I was like, I'm trying, but it's really hard. Now, I got lucky because I was proactive with it too. And I have a dad's group, same group of guys I've been with 15 years. So for any dad, whether they're a stay-at-home dad or a working dad, you have to be proactive to find new connections. And that's where it gets hard, right? That's where it gets really tough.
And you also talk about some changes that should be made by larger institutions to accommodate the epidemic of male loneliness.
Sure. What we really have to do, not just, again, fathers, but there has to be some policy changes, I think, and there has to be some societal changes as well. It's a two-pronged attack. The biggest one, obviously, is paternity leave for new fathers. Your job as a father is just now beginning, and that essential bond at the beginning matters. It's not just to help out mom. You have a job to do, and your job is to raise that kid. So we need to encourage parents and fathers to take paternity leave. We need to encourage them to be there present, and to realize that it's not there as a helper, but as a full-on parent. That's number one. I think society-wise, we have to change. The question that I'm going to ask in the future that I'm asking is society ready for a primary caregiver man as a father? And I think we have to encourage that. We talk about the mental load of parenting, and most mothers carry that mental load. And it's certainly fathers need to carry that load, but we also need to be encouraged and welcomed into that world. And that welcome into that world is the essential part. It is very hard as a father to find your space within the parenting world where you feel accepted. I tell dads always, I tell them, own it. Don't parent the way you think someone else thinks you should parent, or the way the moms parent. You're your own person. Embrace your natural role as a father and parent that way. You'll be much happier.
You refer in your column, The Male Loneliness mm-hmm. Epidemic and How It Affects Fathers. You refer mm-hmm. to a book, a best-selling book by Richard Reeves, who wrote of Boys and Men, Why the mm-hmm. Modern Male is Struggling. And one of the things that he talks about is something we spoke about on the air yesterday. It's part of the closing down of churches, where we have between mm-hmm. 4,000 and 6,000 churches every year that close mm-hmm. down. The old community organizations, the Elks Clubs and the Lions Clubs and all those other social clubs, the bowling leagues, the lodges, the what used to be a whole institutional network of social organizations seem to have dissipated. What do we do to get some of that back?
So that's really is the tough question, isn't it? I mean, you've named several of the institutions that have closed down or that don't play a role in today's modern society as much as they used to, right? And we do have to reinvent new ways to connect with each other. We have to figure out those ways that fit the needs of both men and women. And I think that's a harder thing to do. Things like the Elks Club, my own grandfather was part of the Elks Club, is not really a thing so much, but that is one of the ways you connected with men, right? So we need to explore our hobbies, make them more organized. We need to explore within our own community. One of the things that I found has been one of the best ways to do it is to actually volunteer within your community with other men as a purpose. And it gives you purpose, and it gives the people with it purpose and the recipients purpose. I think volunteerism is definitely one of the things that needs to come up to help with that male loneliness problem, because that will lead to those connections. And you're looking at those one-on-one connections. I talked to members of an organization called Movember, and they run men's mental health awareness. And something they told me a while ago that made the most difference is we need to find places and ways to meet men where they're at and then go beyond the surface-level questions.
And that's that's one of the most important messages in the Ultimate Stay-at-Home Dad book. and the column by Shannon Carpenter that we're talking about. Appreciate your insight and your contribution. Information, more of it, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's been July with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Concerning the male loneliness epidemic, there's another problem that has been diagnosed two men. And honestly, if somebody wants to call up and help explain to me what is going on here, I would love to understand it. But the Time magazine reports that, quote, men broke the Internet's collective brain last week when viral videos revealed that many men think about the Roman Empire more frequently than many of us could have imagined. The trend became popular not only because of women's incredulous responses to their straight-faced answers, but because it felt like a secret hiding in plain sight had suddenly been unearthed for all to analyze. Shortly after this revelation on TikTok, women started sharing their own version of the trend in viral videos across the app. First of all, is it now accepted? Is this a thing that people spend time thinking about the Roman Empire? If you're one of those men who spends a lot of time thinking about the Roman Empire, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Why? Is this related to, and this is a suggestion from Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College. I don't know how he came up with this, but it sounds as good an explanation as anything else. Apparently, they're making Gladiator 2.
Gladiator!
Yes, thank you, Elizabeth Taylor. May she rest in peace. They're going to have to, if Gladiator 2 is going to feature Russell Crowe, he's got some weight to lose. Unless he's still going to play a gladiator, but really, it's I remember Cory Booker when he was running for president last time. He used the phrase "I am Spartacus." I guess that's thinking about the Roman Empire, or at least a slave rebellion against the Roman Empire. It says in Time magazine, participants in the response to the trend most commonly stitch a video from a woman named Emmy. In her video, she asks the audience, but what I want to know is, what is the female version of the Roman Empire? What is something random that we think about on a very regular basis that is female-specific? For this trend, however, there is not just one topic that TikTok users can agree on, but a wide-ranging smorgasbord that ranges from murder to other historical eras to Fleetwood Mac's 1997 live performance of Silver Springs, in which Stevie Nicks sings into Lindsey Buckingham's soul. Historical moments were popular among the women taking part in the trend. One user posted a video saying that women think about one or a combination of four things: the six wives of Henry VIII, or the history of the House of Tudor in general, the Titanic. Women think about the Titanic, not the movie, but the unsinkable ship that sunk. The Romanovs. Now, why the Romanovs? That was a family of the Tsar. And which Romanov do you think of? You think of Nicholas II, who was murdered with his children and his wife, murdered right after Rasputin, and Greek mythology. Okay. Matthew, calling from Oregon. You say you think about the Roman Empire all the time. What's the context that you think about it?
Okay, so the context comes down to this. So Rome devalued its money by depleting the gold that was in its currency. Also, it wildly went into debauchery with the orgy rooms and all that jazz. And I really do kind of try to figure out which is it Caesar, is it like there's various characters in the Roman Empire, and I wonder which one Trump matches up with. But basically, I look at America and Rome as kind of parallels as their empires are crashing. And I basically view America as that, and I'm trying to look over the horizon of what's coming at us from looking at Rome.
Right. Well, basically what Rome crashed in part because of decadence, but also because it gave up its culture and changed it in a dramatic way. And most people sort of look at the way that the Roman Empire changed by embracing Christianity in, what is it, the 4th century A.D., that changed everything. So it took Rome at least 400 years to go from sort of a peak of imperial power to collapse and division. So if it took them 400 years, you're saying we're almost halfway there?
I would say that because of the connectability of the internet and how people are connected, everything moves much faster. So my thinking is that it's going to happen much, much, much faster than that.
Uh-huh. And,
yeah.
And you were trying to figure out which Roman figure. I don't think that you could say that President Trump was like the philosopher emperor Marcus Aurelius. He wasn't Augustus. He was. Have you spent time reading about Caligula?
I don't think he's Caligula. I think Caligula kind of goes down the left side of things more so.
Well, he wanted people to worship his horse, among other things.
Well, the funny part about Rome and all this is we could sit back and debate this on a porch for hours and hours over whiskey.
I'm not sure whiskey was really a Roman thing. Maybe wine? I don't even know if the Romans had advanced beer. Matthew, appreciate your call. I think you've helped a lot. We will be right back thinking even beyond the realities of the Roman Empire. Coming up on the Medved.
Michael Medved.
You will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You
USA News Update. Republicans continue to criticize the president's economic plan as the possibility of a government shutdown looms. Congressman Pat Fallon, leading a congressional hearing today, called the president's plan a total failure.
My administration apparently doesn't care if a gallon of milk costs $6, so long as it forces everyone to purchase an electric vehicle that costs more than the yearly median household income.
Democrats countered, accusing the GOP of steering the nation toward a disruptive government shutdown. Eagle Pass, the Texas border town, has enacted an emergency declaration due to a surge in illegal immigration. This past weekend alone, the southwest border saw over 35,000 arrests, averaging nearly 9,000 apprehensions per day. The United Auto Workers leader opposes a visit from former President Trump to the picket lines in Detroit. UAW President Sean Fain expressed the union's commitment to battling economic disparities that favor people like Trump over workers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show, trying to come to terms with this Time magazine piece about what women think about when men think about the Roman Empire. We go to your calls to Ryan in Salt Lake City. Ryan, you're on the Medved show.
Hi, Michael. I'm a little off topic. I'm catching up from yesterday without the live stream now. I was commenting how when former President Trump was asked about running for a third term, and you mentioned, of course, he didn't even mention the constitutionality of it, but he mocked Ron DeSantis, saying anyone who needs 8 years to accomplish their goals isn't worth their salt. But the irony there is he himself is running to get the second 4 years of what would be 8 years of a presidency.
Yes, of course. And the one thing is that the Constitution changed. It was perfectly constitutional to run for a third term when Roosevelt did it. And Grant also almost ran for a third term and probably would have won. But the point over here is the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution makes it pretty directly clear. And the idea that he was trying to answer DeSantis, I think that was also part of DeSantis's appeal. And it's a real appeal is that he's 44 years old. and Trump is 77. They make a point in an editorial in the journal today that the yes, it's true that Biden is 80 years old now, but Trump would be 82 at the end of his term if he is elected, even for this second term, that he needs to complete all of his good work. Ryan, I think that your point about the contradiction there is well taken. Meanwhile, there is a report on Lauren Boebert, who has created a enough to earn the headline in Newsweek. It says Lauren Boebert may have broken the law with theater fondling. Is there a law against theater fondling? Well, in Colorado, where this occurred, that's a state she represents in the House of Representatives, according to statute 187301 of the Colorado Criminal Code, public indecency is a petty offense sex crime punishable by fines and up to 6 months in prison for more serious offenses. It tends to carry lighter penalties, though, such as 10 days in jail and or up to $300 in fines. Colorado law states that public indecency is committed when a person performs certain acts in a public place or in a place where the public is likely to see, including lewdly fondling or caressing another individual.
I know nothing.
Lewd exposure of the body, but not the genitalia, with the intent to arouse or satisfy a sexual desire, and knowingly exposing one's genitals to the view of another under the circumstances in which such conduct is likely to cause affront or alarm. Well, there were people who were affronted and alarmed when she went to a screening of, not a screening, it was a performance, live performance, the Buell Theater, a live performance of Beetlejuice. And nearly 4 minutes of footage captured on CCTV cameras, later shared by Denver Arts and Venues, which runs the Buell Theater, show Boebert vaping and using her cell phone, in addition to groping her date, Quinn Gallagher. She's been separated for about 6 months. And being groped in return by him. The legislator initially rebuked claims that she vaped or caused a disturbance, joking that she was forced to leave for laughing and singing too loud. But after the footage went viral, she apologized and relayed in a statement that she fell short of my values and genuinely did not recall vaping that evening. What was she vaping? You can vape things that are intoxicating. That's unacceptable, and I'm sorry, she said. The officials in Denver put forward is the key element of public indecency is that the behavior occurs in a place accessible to the public or where it is likely to be observed by others. That is certainly the case here. And although a theater, this is according to a local official that they asked about, although a theater is a crowded public setting where a lewd fondling could be prosecuted as public indecency, it is unlikely that brief groping over the clothes while seated in a darkened theater would lead to conviction. The acts need to have been reasonably expected to be viewed by others, and a jury must be convinced of that beyond a reasonable doubt. This probably is not going to lead to either her removal from Congress, Though it might, and I'll tell you why. She won by 524 votes last time. Of all the congressional races in the country, I believe her race was the closest. It was an unexpectedly close race because she had a Democratic opponent who was fairly insistent, and I think he will run against her again. And her occurrence in the theater, when you watch the video, and it's only 4 minutes, she is so out of it, and it is hard to believe that this is somebody who identifies as a religious conservative. She wasn't thinking enough about the Roman Empire, and who knows what she was thinking of. There is also this question about cognitive testing for elderly people in government. Nikki Haley said at a candidate forum in Iowa on Saturday that Congress has now become the most privileged nursing home in the country. We need to have a mental competency test for anyone over the age of 75. Wouldn't it be terrific if that? What if they did a pay-per-view for charity for a mental competency contest between the 70-year-old Republican Donald J. Trump and the 80-year-old Democrat Joseph Robinette Biden?
I have complete possession of my faculties, physical and mental.
Wouldn't that be intriguing? Cognitive testing would have to be voluntary if it becomes the rule, says the Wall Street Journal, which means politicians will do what they think is in their best interest. Mr. Trump is arguing that President Biden at 80 isn't too old for the only Oval Office, only incompetent, which is convenient for him since Mr. Trump is his rival's junior by a mere 3 years and change. Mr. Trump falls back instead on tests, saying he aced his evaluation a few years back. This is like a patient bragging that he aced his colonoscopy. Given that such tests are screenings for dementia, not measures of who's a very stable genius, as Mr. Trump once described himself. One evaluation he received in office was the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is what Ms. Haley is calling to administer. Patients might be asked to identify drawings of animals or to repeat the digits 21854 right after a doctor says them. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, President Trump has said that he likes the concept of a woman as his running mate, but he doesn't think too much about it. He says, I like the concept, but we're going to pick the best person, Trump told Meet the Press moderator Kirsten Welker in an interview that aired on Sunday. But I do like the concept. Yes, I do. And they report in The Hill that according to people who are insiders in the Trump campaign, the most prominent name that apparently has been kicked around, particularly recently, by President Trump is the name of South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who has said she would be his vice president in a heartbeat. And she gave Trump her full and complete endorsement. But Trump told Welker that Noem would be one of the people I'd consider because she gave him a full-throated endorsement, a beautiful endorsement. That's what Trump said. But there are a lot of people on the list of potential picks. Now, what's interesting about this is The Hill hadn't caught up with the fact that there was this huge piece in the Daily Mail about Kristi Noem having been involved in an extramarital affair for years with Corey Lewandowski. And they illustrated this with eyewitnesses and photographs, and it was a very, very long piece. Unless you're really, really interested in Kristi Noem, this is a really boring thing to read. But there it is, and it probably will count against her. The other names that are on this list they put forward in The Hill of names that President Trump is considering very seriously. The first name after Kristi Noem is the governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who used to be, of course, the press secretary for President Trump. She's the daughter of a prior governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee. But she has just taken over in Arkansas, and it's hard to believe that somebody with such a brief record in electoral politics would be a strong candidate for vice president. Then, of course, there's a two-term member of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they also list the Arizona gubernatorial candidate who for months described herself as the duly elected governor of Arizona. She is a great believer in Trump's stolen election theory. And according to some, very much close to the top of the list. What does this mean? Well, who knows, and we aren't going to find out at the next debate. Why not? Because CBS News is reporting former President Donald Trump will skip the second Republican presidential debate next week in California to give a competing address the same night in Detroit. His campaign confirmed. The exact time and audience are not yet clear, but the New York Times first reported Trump would skip the California debate in favor of remarks to a union crowd. Trump will speak in the same city where United Auto Workers members have taken to the picket lines to demand higher wages, better schedules, and better benefits. The former president's decision comes as polling shows he is the strong front runner in the Republican field, a reason he is given for skipping the debates entirely. The former president, of course, last time skipped the first GOP debate, the one in Milwaukee, and instead did a primetime interview with Tucker Carlson. The second debate is scheduled for Wednesday, September 27th. That's a week from tomorrow, believe it or not, at 9 p.m. Eastern Time at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Given the fact that President Trump has said some deprecatory things against President Reagan, maybe he's not entirely comfortable with the venue, or maybe he'd rather just not debate. Stuart Varney and Dana Perino of Fox News are going to be moderating the debate together with Univision's Ilia Calderon. Look, the debates are interesting in this primary situation. Debates are going to be absolutely crucial and totally unpredictable when you have two individuals, both of whom I think don't want to debate. And yet there might be a strong public demand for it. The other aspect will be if there is a serious third-party candidate, if they do end up getting enough states, they have 10 so far, if they have more than 10 states, enough states to actually win the election, if they have 20 or 30 states, which they could get for the no-labels candidate, and then that there is a third candidate who is polling more than 10%. If that's the case, if President Trump decides not to show up, could it be just a debate between Joe Biden? Or, you know, I think, honestly, I don't know how Joe Biden feels personally, but I know that many of his handlers and many of the people on the staff would probably love to avoid a debate. So is it possible that we could have a situation where someone is invited to debate who is a third-party candidate? And if you have more than one debate with all three candidates, and remember that this is part of what won a great deal of support for Ross Perot. He got 18% of the vote as a third-party candidate in 1992, and then he came back and tried again in 1996. He had 8% of the vote. The idea of a strong candidate like, say, Joe Manchin that people are talking about, is it possible that he would be able to force his way onto the debate by polling up at 10%? Well, is it possible that a seance could actually talk to the dead? That's the big question in the new, latest film with Kenneth Branagh playing Detective Hercule Poirot, as created by Agatha Christie. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie's famed detective, played once again by Kenneth Branagh, reluctantly attends a Halloween seance where the proceedings are marred by a murder, naturally, in A Haunting in Venice. Now playing in theaters.
My daughter was my whole life. That woman called the spirits. And they answered.
We cannot hide from our ghosts, whether they are real or not.
Well, they certainly seem real for most of this movie, especially the spirit of a recently deceased daughter of a famed opera singer, played by Kelly Riley. Those who enjoyed previous films in this series, including Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile, will certainly appreciate this one, with Tina Fey and Michelle Yeoh in surprising supporting roles. The evocation of Venice, full of mystery, is stunningly beautiful and genuinely creepy. Rated PG-13, despite some fairly gruesome deaths. 3 stars for A Haunting in Venice. And speaking of A Haunting in Venice, there's some supernatural breaking news on CNN. Doritos set a world record when the company used a helicopter to dip a giant chip into a cheese mixture and reportedly stretched the cheese 49 feet without breaking. And who said that America's most glorious years are behind us? I mean, this is something that they've never been able to equal. There's also last night the rock and roll legend Eric Clapton and his band performed at a private fundraiser to support Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential race. The event raised $2.2 million, $1 million for the campaign, and $1.2 million for a political action committee supporting Kennedy. Next time on the MedVed Show, Peter Coy, economics writer, says that one side is almost sure to win the auto strike. Which side? We'll talk about it next time. We'll also speak about the impact of the deal with Iran. And is it true that the Latino community is moving decisively Republican, guaranteeing a Trump victory? We'll talk with Ruben Navarrete about that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.